Excellent. Hello, my friends. Happy first day of fall. Yes, I can't believe it either. It is the first day of fall. I am Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching, and this is my weekly Wellness Wednesday. Just a little, I pop in for a little quick tip, small changes, small tweaks to possibly help you make bigger changes in your life when you're trying to make changes or even just tweak things, right? So last week I was actually just did a quick little, posted a video. I was up north taking in some nature vibes and doing my what do they call that? Forest bathing, spending some time outdoors and recharging my batteries. But I am back in the studio this week. And this week we are talking about where are you wasting your energy? And sometimes, you know, we don't notice. I mean, I was talking about that earlier today when I was teaching a little live stream fitness movement class for 15 minutes on Wednesday mornings, and how summer went so fast. And what were we doing that it went so fast? How did it go so fast? So sometimes we just needed to pay a little bit of attention, but sometimes there's something happening. So this week it's where you're wasting your time, your energy, when you could be doing things that you love instead. Maybe taking care of yourself or your loved ones, maybe getting ahead with the goals that you have that you're working on. And time does keep passing. And if we don't stop to notice it, then it's going to be gone. I know Derek Sweet, the founder of the Certified Coaches Federation, always comments that we're here on a three-day pass, which sounds super morbid. But if you think about it, and actually if you turn it the other way, instead of, you know, we're all going to die, turn it the other way. It's like, I have this chance right now to do something. So what am I going to choose to do? So I try to look at it the other way. So by being more discerning about my time and or your time and how you spend your time, then you won't waste it, right? So you may have heard this term, be generous with your money, but frugal with your time, because you can always find more money, make more money. But you don't get, we haven't figured out how to buy more time yet. We have our limited amount of time and we need to do all the things that we plan to do. So when we figure out how to be frugal with our time, then it actually seems to free up our time and we can spend more time doing the things we really like to do. So that is where I'm going today. And I was thinking, I have multiples. I'm a multiple solopreneur, and so I always have lots of work that I need to get done. So, have you ever sat down to get some work done? Whether it's at the office, I mean, it happened to me less when I had an external office. But when you sit down, you've got a project you want to do, and solopreneurs, it is harder, especially if you work from home. And these days, a lot of people have been working from home, and I see this with lots of my coaching clients as well. They have it blocked in their calendar. I'm somewhat guilty of this, I will admit. I've got my cup of tea. I've got my time blocked. I'm ready to go. You know, I've got my favorite concentration music playing. And then a couple hours later, I realize I haven't actually done what I planned to do, what I had actually scheduled in my calendar. Something distracted me. I went down the rabbit hole of Facebook. I said, oh, I just need to check this one thing. But then I saw that Facebook was open and I saw somebody post something, or I saw somebody comment on something and I need to run over and do that. And then it's this cascade of things that happen. And you suddenly, where did that time go? And I mean, it is a trap. It's designed. So the problem is that those things are actually designed to keep you there. They're designed to keep you on the platforms. And it's not like I didn't have the time to do the project that I wanted to work on, because I had the time booked in my calendar. I had it booked, but I didn't spend that time doing what I intended to do. So social media is designed to keep you there as long as they can. And that's why when you're on there, everything seems so wonderful. Everybody's so happy. It's like Pleasantville. Why would you ever want to leave? Everybody's life is fabulous. And yes, I love cruising social media and seeing what's going on and making comments, but if it's not serving the purpose that I have at that moment, if it's not helping me move forward in my goals, then that's not where I should be spending my time, right? So how do you escape the trap? I mean, it's really, especially when it's working really hard to get your attention. So I have a few ideas and a few things that I've implemented that I'm going to share with you. One of the big things that I did, because the thing with social media is it can generate your FOMO, your fear of missing out. You're like, what if I miss something? But it's not going to go anywhere. So what I've done is when I need to work on my laptop, on my computer, which is what I'm on right now, I close all of the windows of things that are going to interrupt me, interrupt my attention. And when social media stops reminding you that you might be missing something, you can actually focus and concentrate. So I close all of the windows of everything that's going to interrupt me. I close my mail. I close my Facebook. I close if you're using Google somehow is married to Facebook. And even when Facebook is closed, it'll tell you that something's happening on Facebook. So I usually turn off the notifications from the Google browser. And it was interesting. I saw something recently that there was a University of California study that was studying people's concentration. So if you are trying to focus and concentrate and you get interrupted, it takes you 23 minutes on average to refocus your attention after an interruption. So imagine, I don't know what your social media feed is like, but if things pop up like every 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, even 20 minutes while you're trying to focus, you've just gotten refocused and something comes back in. Oh my gosh, so frustrating. So it's no wonder that we have trouble really focusing and getting things done. So close all of those tabs. Don't keep all those tabs open. I hear it's not good for your computer anyway to keep all those tabs open. Someone told me it slows down my machine. And I just thought it was an old machine. So we've got all those tabs closed. We've got our computer all happy. We're in our happy place. We know that we aren't actually missing out on anything. We know we can go later when we've scheduled. Like, I will actually go onto Facebook and Instagram and look around. And it was still going to tell me when I open it, it'll tell me all the things that I missed so I can go down through them. I know it's trying to be super helpful. I also will close my email. Unless I'm actually working on emails, I will actually keep my email program closed because emails are another way to get kind of sucked in. You know, if something comes up, you feel you need to answer it right away. And I personally am of the opinion that instant gratification should be delayed, if that makes sense. So you don't have to answer every single email immediately. If your customers feel, if you've trained them that they need an answer immediately, then they're going to expect it. So maybe you can set up an autoresponder that says, I got your email, I'll respond to you within a day, something like that, right? And telephones, I mean, now talk about instant gratification. These things, people know that they follow us around and that they always know what we're doing. So the other giant energy waster, time waster, is your phone, right? Your telephone is always there. And I know people who, believe it or not, just don't have these yet, which they seem to have more time. But it knows what you like. It knows where you go. It knows who you see. It knows what you're doing. It knows everything that you're doing. And it can be helpful for your phone to know everything, I'll bet you, all the time. You know, if you can't remember your last doctor's appointment or where was that place we had dinner. But it's not helpful when you're trying to get work done or you're trying to spend free time or maybe you're trying to meditate or something. Any kind of self-care, if you're trying to do self-care, especially if you have one of those ones that's waiting for you to talk. So I was sitting on the couch one day having a conversation and my phone turned on and said, I didn't quite catch that. What did you say? I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to a real life person. So it's kind of creepy. I actually think it's kind of creepy that my phone is listening to me, but they can also help spur on serious FOMO, right? They have the best intention. They don't want you to miss a single thing. And Google has been, this past week, Google has been telling me every day of stuff that I did 10 years ago. It's like, okay, well, that's kind of cool, but I don't really need to know that right now. You know, I've got other stuff that I'm trying to work on. You know, I actually do schedule self-care into my day. When I'm blocking work time, I also block me time. And it's interesting that self-care is actually one of the first things to fall off when you're running out of time. You always think, oh, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. And then a day goes by, a couple days go by, a couple weeks go by. But if I asked you, I bet you would say that your health is important, right? Your health is important. So why does it always fall off? Why is it always the first thing to go? Maybe we think we'll have time later. Remember my opening comment? You're here on a 3-day pass. I know it's a little morbid, but we only really have now. So what can help with the little phone gremlins that are pulling you away from looking after yourself, looking after your family, looking after tasks you want to get done? What I did, believe it or not, I don't know why I didn't think of this before, and I've done it for the past year probably, is I turned off all of my phone notifications. I mean, computer notifications are one thing, but it felt stranger to turn off my phone notifications. And I left, all I left on was, I mean, obviously when my phone rings, it's going to tell me that my phone is ringing, but I actually keep my phone on silent. And I started that habit because as a massage therapist, I didn't want my phone ringing in the room that I was in. And I used it as part of my business, so it was in the room. But now I just keep my phone on silent. And the only notifications I keep on are text messages and phone messages. And it doesn't make any noise. And just a little icon turns on and the light flashes. That light is very distracting, by the way. It's meant to be, I know. And everything else, in reality, everything else can wait. Even text messages potentially could wait. But I do have people who will text me, clients who text me, you know. And I feel like a text message is usually an urgent message that needs to be answered. If it's not, I don't answer it till later. But those are the only two things that I keep turned on. Everything else is on silent. Everything. And I go and check things later. When I have time, I will go and check later. Because I am more important. My health, my wellness, my mental state is more important than whatever that message is. Most of the time, right? So I will go and check. I'll reply to all my DMs. I'll comment on people's things. I will do these things. So I'm not, some people say I'm sending this energy that I'm not available, but I'm not actually sending that energy because I do go and respond, but I set my boundaries on when I have that, when I'm going to go and specifically pay attention to those things. Because otherwise it's just half attention everywhere. And we know time is precious and we know our health is precious and our relationships. And my goal is to stop letting my phone and my computer boss me around. I mean, I am my boss. They're not my boss. So when I plan my days, when you plan your days, when you're trying to get things done or you want to do something specific, you don't plan for interruptions. You plan what you want to do. So I have freed up lots of time just by those two things alone, turning off notifications on my computer and turning off notifications on my phone. And like I said, I also plan where I want to schedule my self-care because it is the first thing to go when you get busy. But if I put it in my calendar, then it's like I've made an appointment with myself and I'm going to stick to that. And I don't know about you. I know 3-day pass and we're not here forever, but I want, as long as I'm here, I want to be as healthy as I can be. So, and that's going to be a long time. So this is my home. This is where I live. And I don't get another home, so I have to take care of this one, right? I know people who take better care of their cars than their homes, which I get it. But I just think that my body is an important place and I need to take care of it. Mind, health, everything. So I'm going to take care of me in a way that works best for me. So what is your plan? Do you have a plan on what works best to take care of you? So it's kind of like, it's just like social. There's loads of people out there who have lots of ideas on, oh, you should do this diet, you should do this workout. Everybody needs to do HIIT. Everybody needs to do keto. Everybody needs to do paleo. Remember when the Mediterranean was the thing? So I admit I've tried actually lots of them. And some of them work and some of them don't. Fall for me personally. And then a number of years ago, I went, oh, I'm an experiment of one, right? So I'll test it out to see if it works for me. If it doesn't, I'll release it. If it does, maybe I'll figure out how to fit it into my life. So I've made my own personal self-care plan, which I think everybody should have their own personalized plan based on what is working for them. And it can change over time, you know, different stages of life, I'll call it, or call for different things, and your body changes. So coincidentally, I'm going to work on just those things. Again, I'm got a program launching called Back to Me. It launches in October, and I'm welcoming in 10 ladies. Sorry, guys, I'll get to you in some future date, but 10 ladies who want to refocus their attention and build their own personal plan that's going to work for them and fit into their lives on self-care and how to take care of themselves and how to achieve the goals they're working on, right? So if it doesn't fit you, it ends up just at the back of your closet, like that outfit that you bought that you thought would be awesome, but it didn't really fit right. And then you forget about it and you never take it out again. That's not, it's like a gym membership, then you never go to the gym. So registrations aren't open yet. They are starting this later this week. And I would love to welcome you as a founding member if you're interested. I'm going to stick a link in the comment box for you. And then you can get early notification of when the doors open. So time wasters. We've got our computer. We've got our phone. We've shut off all our notifications. We're good to go, right? Phone, computer, everything's great. The other distraction that sometimes you have to manage, and it's not even electronic. And I know the computer and the phone take the worst of the, you know, the blame, but maybe if you're in the office, it could be just someone who likes to chat, who always ends up in your office chatting. Or maybe if you're working at home, which a lot of people still are, maybe it's the kids, maybe it's the dog, maybe it's your partner. My husband, I love him to death. He has a habit of talking to himself or talking to me just from another room. Even though he's not having a conversation, he'll just start talking to me. So when I'm trying to, it's fine most of the time, but if I'm trying to concentrate and work on something, it's distracting, right? So what do you do? So we've turned off all our notifications, but what I did was I set myself office hours because I'm working from home. And then I talked about them. I had the conversation. I had the discussion. Said, you know, love you, but I need some quiet time from this time to this time. If you can just not disturb me, that would be great. I don't like shutting my door. I don't know what that is. I just don't like shutting my door. But if I need to, we've had the agreement that I just shut the door and nobody's going to get upset. So taking away that other distraction as well to help you be able to focus. So there's some quick ideas for you. And I'm going to suggest that instead of going, oh, yeah, those are really great ideas. Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually do them. Try them. Even just try out one, right? Just you can always change your mind if it doesn't work out. Just try out one of those ideas. Maybe turn off some notifications for a week and see how it works out. And then just leave me a comment and let me know how it worked out. So we're turning off all the notifications on our computer. Well, I have. You can just do one. Close the browser windows, close the door if you need to, make sure you're getting rest, maybe make sure that you are fed, make sure that you're hydrated, make sure that you've set up the conditions so that you can actually focus on the things that are important. And if you're ready to connect with a group of amazing women, reconnect, recharge, reboot, get your goals happening, get your own personalized fitness plan developed, discover and explore some new ways of being, then I'm going to invite you to join me live in October. I'm going to post, actually, maybe I'll post that right now while we're here. Shall I? Can I do that? Maybe I can't do it. Hold on one second. I'm going to post you a link to go over and just get notified when the doors open, because that's always handy. Okay, I'll post it later. Sorry, you guys. Technology. But I would love to see the, I'd love to welcome you as a founding member. I'm just welcoming founding members. It's going to be a small cohort for our first, our go around, and see what we can work on and develop. Next week, by the way, there seems to be a theme. We're going to talk about self-care and how to make time for the person you're going to spend your whole life with, which is you. The healthier you are, the happier you are. They always say health is wealth. And I know for me personally, the healthier I feel, the happier I am, the more available I can be to others, the more I can give to others if I've given to myself first. So that's why I call the program Back to Me. If this was helpful for you, please let me know. Send me a comment. Give me a like. Give me a little heart, something. Maybe you have your own tips for eliminating distractions. I'd love if you shared those as well. If you know someone who can benefit from some tips, maybe you could send this to them, send them the link. And really, if you're ready for a little you time, consider joining us on the Back to Me program. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.